Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a little gym in Sandpoint called The Shed, and it's on Michigan Street. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice also in Sandpoint. And every month we come together and we talk about ideas on mental health, relationships, fitness. And today, this is great timing because you put that in the notes too, but we're going to be talking about date rape drugs. And what to be aware of. You know, we have a lot of young daughters out, and even boys. I would think that everyone's at risk at maybe being drugged.
Yes, and I really wanted to do it because we're now moving into the season where the risk really increases. There are a lot of outdoor parties.
Yes.
And with end of the school year and the summer, for my own practice, I've had numerous girls who've been roofied in this community and have been raped as a result. Yep. And so I think it's just so important to educate people about what's out there and what they can do. So that's a big topic, I think, for right now.
For sure. And then later we're going to be talking about, and I didn't realize this, but there's an increase in loneliness and isolation in our country.
So the Surgeon General came out and made this proclamation that we are having an epidemic of loneliness. Yeah. And it's interesting, when I first kind of prepped this up, it's a buzz right now because two more articles popped up just in the 2 days after that. It's like, this is a big thing. Yeah. It's really a problem. So, again, I think it's so important. The mental health of our country is suffering right now.
For sure.
And we need to be more conscious of what we can do to improve things.
Yeah. And if we have time, I'm going to just review the importance of sunscreen because mainly for my own purpose, because I need to remember to put it on. This time of year, it's like we haven't been out, you know, the warm air, and I love the sun, and Jeff and I were doing a ton of yard work last weekend, and I looked over at him, and I'm like, wow, you're getting red. And then I looked at my arms like, oh my gosh, I am too. Like, we need to get some hats on and sunscreen. So it's an important reminder.
Well, and since Alex got melanoma, I've become much more aware.
Yeah.
So both of us have been more vigilant about putting on sunscreen and making sure that we're properly protected because – and with the new pontoon boat, we will have a cover. On our ski boat, we have not.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Like, that was something we and every time we go out, we put it up. So, that's awesome. Yeah, good. So, what else is going on in your life?
Oh, it's been probably for you too, a lot of gardening.
A lot.
A lot of gardening and just sort of enjoying being outside. Oh my gosh, it's been such a gift to be able to move outside. We put up our day bed, we're eating outside.
Nice.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I know. It's my favorite time of year.
Yes. And I noticed as I was driving out, our lilacs just popped this morning.
Great. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Nice. What's going on with you?
We're doing a lot of yard work, a lot of gardening. And it's the 11-year anniversary of the gym being open.
Really? Congratulations. Yeah, thanks. That's so cool.
Hard to believe. The little gym that could.
Yeah.
With a big town full of them. But it's been really a time where I'm reflecting on how it's grown. And, you know, I started off with mainly youth and young adults. And now it's kind of, I still have youth and young adults, but now I have all these older adults and people in my age group, you know, in the 50s. And it's so fun to see active older adults who aren't just doing the sit and be fit or just, you know, the little classes. They really want to increase their strength and work on their balance. And they are so quick to see improvements. And I just love that.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's fun. But that's about it. Just work, work, work.
It has been, right? I mean, we're going to try out a new a little place in Montana because Quinn's is filled up so often, right? So one of my clients told me about another place. So we're going to go on a little adventure next week, a little romantic getaway, which I'm looking forward to. But other than that, we're mostly just enjoying being where we're at, how lucky we are. Got my first bike ride in. Paddling a lot.
Yeah.
Take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start our discussion on date rape drugs. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Spring is here, and it's time to see what's new at Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade, open weekdays, and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Jim Parker here with Kylie at Parker Subaru in Coeur d'Alene. 2023 is here, and Parker Subaru has the inventory to show it.
That's right, Dad. Subaru is producing more cars than ever, and with new vehicles arriving daily, now is a great time to shop for your next all-wheel drive Subaru.
For sales and service, visit ParkerSubaru.com or stop by our locally owned family dealership on Highway 95 in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my self-service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitments.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text RING to 200-300 and you could save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text RING to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text RING to 200-300. Text RING to 200-300.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-789-4407 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-789-4407 now. Again, 800-789-4407. That's 800-789-4407.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and gym owner, and my local gym's called The Shed. I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who practices in Sandpoint, and we're going to start our discussion today on drugs used in date rape, and there's a lot of new information.
Yes, and yeah. I really want to emphasize that it's happening in our community, and you said you think somebody...
I have a client who went to a local place, and he really felt like his daughter went and got his drink, and it was something was in it because he felt very dizzy, very like it just was not
normal.
Normal, and it was right away.
Yes. So that's what we're going to talk about in more detail. But I really want to emphasize that it can happen in a bar, like in your instance, but I've heard about it at parties. So being aware of it is so important because it is happening in our community. So I didn't realize this. There are three substances that can be used for date rape. So we all know about, I think, Rohypnol, Roofie. And then also ketamine. I did not know that it was used for date rape. And also there's another one called gamma hydroxybutyrate. So these all have similar depressant effects, but each one affects a person a little differently, especially when it's combined with alcohol, that's how these drugs are given to a victim. You know, they're slipped into a drink. So, taken alone, Rohypnol produces feelings of sedation, lessened anxiety, and ease muscle tension. Mm-hmm. And the effects can begin as early as 30 minutes after it's taken and peaks within 2 hours. It can exist, it can exert its effects for up to 8 hours.
Wow.
Now, when it's consumed with alcohol, the effects are enhanced to dangerous levels. That's what we're talking about. So both substances have similar sedative effects that compound one another when taken together. So the signs of being roofied are extreme drowsiness and even amnesia. So you may not remember what happened during the time that you were – you usually don't remember what happened during the time you're under the influence. Yeah. So ketamine side effects come on really quickly. They're usually felt within 30 minutes of ingestion and last about an hour. Depending on the dose, the effects may range from sedation and pain relief to amnesia and dissociation, where the person feels removed from or out of control of his or her own body. These strong effects contribute to ketamine's involvement in date rape. And higher doses of ketamine may render a person unconscious or unable to move.
Wow.
Now, that's scary.
That's very scary.
Really scary. Yeah. Now, GHB is a central nervous system depressant. It's used by recreational users for its depressant effects, relaxing high, that can leave you drowsy, confused, and not remembering. The effects come on within 10 to 20 minutes, lasting up to 4 hours. And when this is combined with alcohol, the depressant effects are enhanced, leading to extreme sedation and memory problems, and ultimately really leaves a person vulnerable to assault. So those are the three drugs that we know are being used.
And are these prescribed medications for other, do you know, offhand?
Or yes, they are. Yes.
And that's maybe how people get it.
Yes. Now, I know roofies are available, obviously, on the street. And ketamine probably is now, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these probably are.
Yeah.
But yes, I do know that ketamine is prescription, and I think GHB is as well. So here's what you're encouraged to do to protect yourself. Be aware of the people who are in a given space. If anyone seems suspicious or predatory, really stay clear and pay attention to how close they get to people and especially drinks. And if you find yourself suddenly feeling intoxicated, severely intoxicated quickly, ask for help from a friend in getting home safely. Likewise, if you notice somebody else who appears to be severely intoxicated and at risk, make sure that they get out of there.
Yeah.
Second of all, keep track of what you and others are using. So avoid taking substances from anybody you don't know. Of course, right? That seems like a no-brainer. You're not going to take a drink from somebody who offers to buy you a drink. And if somebody does, then you go with them and you get it yourself. You never want to take a drink from somebody you don't know. Or even someone – I really think this is important too. Even if you know someone, you still need to be careful.
Sure.
So don't let anybody give you a drink that's been outside, out of your control.
Yeah.
So it can be really easy for a predator to slip a drug into someone else's drink. It only takes a moment of distraction. So you want to keep your hand over the top of your drink, if at all possible. And then you said...
Yeah, no, I have a friend who he bought this lid on, I think he said Amazon, and it be different sizes. It must extend or get smaller, but you place it on top of the drink, and it's a shield. And then there's a spot, I think it has a straw with it, but she can just keep it in her purse. And then when she goes out, if she's in one of those situations, use it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, there are also some other things that have been created to protect you from this. And if you look on Amazon, I think there's straws that will turn blue or a different color when something has been put in your drink. Yeah. So there are now things out there to create some safeguards, which is really important. Now, how do you know if you've been roofied, right? So what's happened in my practice is I have women who come into my practice and maybe for depression or maybe for an eating disorder. And as we kind of look back, they disclose that they fear that they might have been roofied. Yeah. And it's hard to know,
sure.
But here are some things that you should know. So 62% of women surveyed by the Department of Justice had been drinking before experiencing an assault or unwanted contact, right? So oftentimes they say that they think they were being roofied as well. So they're similar symptoms to intoxication. So even if you willingly drink too much and you may be more vulnerable under the influence of the alcohol you are drinking, your symptoms may not seem out of the ordinary until after the fact. And that's what happens with a lot of women. They just think, I've been drinking. Gosh, I don't feel so good. And then the next day, they notice some things that would be indicative of having been raped. Yeah. And some people don't even realize they were drugged because their symptoms could be explained just as drunkenness. But drinking does result in people being confused or disoriented or struggling through the crowd where you lose your sort of physical capacity. And you may have seen people in some establishment or at a party that had visible signs of being roofy, but you didn't know it. You just thought they were drunk. Certain drugs make your brain feel cloudy. Others make people feel sleepy or spacey, and those make you more compliant. So many roofy symptoms mimic those of drunkenness that even close friends might not even know that this isn't out of character for you if you've been drinking, so that nobody really can tell. A hangover could indicate drugs leaving your system. If you remember feeling weaker than usual the night before, this could be a side effect of a date rape drug. And even if you feel fine, you might want to be sure. So you can get a drug test, which would ultimately be a way to find out whether or not you've been drugged. Gosh, that's a really good question. Yeah, that would be an interesting question to ask. So the other thing that we see is that when you're going to a party or a bar, it really can be intense and overstimulating. And because of that, it may take the attention away from unusual behavior or not really noticing who's in the room. So strangers are risked, but also people we know. And you really want to pay attention to if something feels uncomfortable. Women have a really good detector internally. If somebody feels creepy to you, he probably is. So pay attention to if somebody's behavior feels creepy, makes you uncomfortable, get away from that person because that's predatory behavior. And it is oftentimes associated with date rape drugs. So remember that alcohol isn't the only explanation for unusual behavior and shouldn't be your first assumption. If you feel disoriented or unable to complete basic tasks, these could be symptoms of being roofied. Yeah. So the other one that is really, I think, the telltale is gaps in memory. Now, you can black out and lose some memory from overindulging in alcohol, but it's also one of the key signs of being roofied. Okay. I mean, that for me is a telltale sign because women will say, you know, I was here and then all of a sudden I wake up in somebody's bed. Yeah. Classic. Yeah. Of being roofied. So you may notice memory gaps the night of the incident. People oftentimes notice the gaps the next day. Or they might fail to recall the evening prior entirely. Wow. So big gaps in memory. And that's not typical of alcohol. If you can't remember how you got from one place to another, this is a particularly concerning symptom of being roofied. It's really easy to convince someone who's vulnerable to move to an unfamiliar place. And that's why it's used. So if you have any suspicion that something happened, get a test and that will help you. And unfortunately, if you have that experience, it's traumatic, and you need to talk to people about it. I think one of the things that I've seen in the past is that girls feel like it was their fault because they were drinking and they got roofied, and they don't want to tell anyone because they're ashamed and they feel responsible. And then they have trauma that gets compounded because of the secret that they're keeping.
Yeah. They're probably trying to figure out, was I just making bad decisions?
Yes, exactly,
yeah.
Jen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I really encourage anyone who has a suspicion that they were roofied to first of all get a test, but second of all, talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And you may need to go to a therapist because it
totally
is a
agree.
Traumatic experience.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super invasive to have not only, I mean, the rape is horrible.
Sure.
But it's compounded by the experience of having had your control completely
mm-hmm.
taken away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks, Joe. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to move on to the epidemic of loneliness and isolation we're experiencing in our country. So that'll be real interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Are you ready for the Lost in the 50s weekend? Gripshin Tire Pros is ready to help kick off the festivities with their annual Customer Appreciation Party, Friday, May 19th, starting at 4 o'clock. Gummy's free infamous Al Pastor tacos will be served, and there's also lots of giveaways, music, games, and a whole lot of fun. Bring a lawn chair and a cooler with beverage of your choice. Come for the free tacos, stay for the parade. That's Lost in the 50s, Friday at Gripshin Tire Pros, Division at Highway 2.
Roots in your sewer line? Leaks in your underground water pipes? North Point Trenchless can replace those pipes without expensive and damaging trenching. Spare your landscaping, decks, and driveways from disaster. North Point Trenchless also offers horizontal drilling, sewer camera inspections, and general excavation. Call today at 208-304-5712. Visit their Facebook page or northpointtrenchless.com. That's North Point Trenchless, serving the entire Inland Northwest.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as... That's 800-730-8405.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio, and I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and a gym owner. My gym in town is called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who practices in Sandpoint. We just finished a really important discussion on date rape drugs, and there is a problem in our town.
Yes.
So look out for your friends.
Yes.
And
always look out for
if
friends.
If something's up, report it.
Yes.
Yeah, but now we're moving on, and we're going to be talking about an increase in loneliness and
and isolation in our country.
So the U.S. Surgeon General recently released an advisory addressing the epidemic of loneliness and isolation, which is affecting our country currently. 60% of people in the U.S. right now report feeling lonely on a pretty regular basis.
Interesting.
Isn't that mind-boggling?
Yeah, I'm surprised by this whole, like, I had no idea this was, I can kind of understand it because a lot of people are working at home. I think the pandemic really was impacted.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
And I also think social media has a negative impact, and I'm sure we're going to talk about
yes.
it. But the world is changing.
The world is changing, and it's distressing.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Research estimates that more than 300 million people globally don't have a single friend.
That's shocking to me.
And 1 in 5 don't have friends or family they can count on during difficult times. Now, I do see some of those people in my practice, right,
yeah.
where they're incredibly, I think, isolated. And I think in some ways, as a therapist, I am an anchor for them.
Yeah.
But that's pretty darn tragic,
yeah.
those statistics. So think about it. In 1950, less than 10% of us lived by ourselves.
Wow.
Now, close to 30% of households consist of a single adult. Isn't that shocking? That's a huge shift. Huge shift. And Americans are hosting fewer dinner parties and, you know, things like card games. People used to get together and play cards. But even things like bowling leagues or the PTA, I mean, there were lots of social organizations that were pretty active. Online.
It continues, yeah, online, Zoom. Like, look at the huge, I mean, I have a Peloton, but people don't go to gyms when they can do everything at their home, but a lot of them are by themselves.
Yes. Well, even my book group,
yeah.
which has been meeting for 25 years in person.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, we switched to virtual,
yeah.
and it has not gone back.
And I think that's a big, big reason.
And
why?
I want to address that with,
yeah.
I mean, it's convenient, right? We
right.
can all just, but it doesn't feel good.
No.
I don't like it,
yeah.
right? So this is a problem, is
mm-hmm.
that everything's so easy online and it interferes with the connection that we hunger
yeah.
for, right?
Right.
Now,
yeah.
across all age groups, people are spending less time with each other in person than 2 decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. It's most pronounced with young people aged 15 to 24 who had, listen to this, 70% less social interaction with their friends.
Wow.
That's really scary. About half of lonely young adults in our survey reported that no one in the past few weeks had taken more than just a few minutes to ask how they were doing in a way that made them feel like the person genuinely cared.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. So we are talking about a very genuine, real disconnect in personal interactions. But now let's talk about what are the effects of that. So loneliness and isolation are linked to sleep problems, inflammation, and immune changes in younger adults. In older people, they're tied to symptoms such as pain, insomnia, depression, anxiety, and shorter lifespan. The physical consequences of poor connection can be devastating, including a 29% elevated risk of heart disease, a 32% increased risk of stroke, and a 50% increased risk of developing dementia for older adults. Pretty startling. I know. And honestly, I see this a lot with older people, especially the ones who live alone. They talk about insomnia. And you can tell that they're depressed. And we do know that people who are in connection have a much longer lifespan than people who are socially isolated and disconnected.
And this is, I want to ask your professional question about it. Because if there is an older adult that lives in your household, like your mother lives with you.
Yeah.
But that's the only relationship. Don't people need their friends and people of that same age, that interaction and getting out of the house to really fill themselves up?
Yes. And you may have seen, I did a post the other day about some daughters were concerned about their mom, who'd been a pretty vivacious woman in her younger life, and she got depressed and really isolated. And they worked on creating a friend network for her, and she blossomed.
Yeah, I just believe that. I mean, I think it's wonderful for people to have their parents living with them, but there's a whole other component that goes away when that happens.
Well, it's not enough. And I do think that there's something to be said about peer interaction, where people understand your life experience when they are the same age.
Yeah.
So, yes. And in people of all ages, loneliness may be associated with higher risks of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, addiction, suicide, and self-harm. So this is really part of our mental health crisis.
Sure.
Because people who commit suicide are almost always lonely and disconnected.
And isn't there an increase in suicide?
Absolutely. Yeah. Huge increase in that.
Yeah.
So symptoms vary. So while there are some people who withdraw, other people become irritable and angry.
Mm.
Now, that only pushes people away further, right?
Sure.
So it's adding salt on the wound.
Yeah.
So it's a concern when you start feeling loneliness for prolonged periods of time. So a lot of us have moments of loneliness or experiences of that. But if when you feel lonely, you pick up the phone and call a friend and that loneliness goes away, or if you get in the car and go see a family member and it's gone, that's normal.
Okay.
It's loneliness which acts like hunger or thirst, and it's a signal that we get when we need something for our survival. And and I think that's an important thing.
Yeah.
Connection is important for our survival.
Yeah.
It's very, very clear.
Well, and I remember when the pandemic first started and we were having to wear the masks, and just what the experience was going to, say, the grocery store, where typically you make eye contact with someone who's coming your direction and you smile at them or say hello. And it just, the whole feel changed.
Yes. Yes. And it was interesting. I was listening this morning to the radio, and it talked about how people in China who are finally removing masks have to relearn how to smile.
Yeah. Well, and I think in thinking about parents who had young children during that time, and, you know, these kids haven't even learned how to meet people and shake their hand or say hello, like all these that eventually, you know, hopefully we'll get that going again because that is a big deal.
It's a big deal because with the disconnection, there's a generation that didn't develop those social skills.
Yeah.
So when loneliness persists, that is harmful. Loneliness also comes with the expected effects on a person's mental well-being, right?
Mm-hmm.
More isolation is linked to higher rates of anxiety, depression, and self-harm. One study found that men who live alone are twice as likely to die by suicide.
Wow.
So these are disturbing statistics.
Yeah.
And as you said earlier, technology is a huge part of the problem.
It is. Let's take a break. This is a good place. And then we'll think about picking on tech. Okay.
Yes.
This is Functional Health Radio.
It's all about the cheese at Winter Ridge Natural Foods. We have a huge selection on our cheese island. From Gruyere to goat cheddar, there'll be something that will satisfy. We also have pate and caviar for your cheese charcuterie board. Grab a fresh baguette and you've got one heck of a picnic. Have you tried our house-made pastrami? It is delectable. Speaking of the meat department, the house-smoked salmon spread is not to be missed. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious. Your community choice on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Sandpoint Superdrug is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Thanks to their customers, they're still able to offer everything you need in one place. Get ready for your outside projects and pick up all your supplies in their Ace Hardware department. While you're there, fill your prescriptions, check out their nutrition center, or visit their home and gift area. They have something for everyone. Proud to be serving you for 50 years. Open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue. Sandpoint Superdrug, your friendly, family-owned business.
Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge. Enjoy spacious guest rooms with free Wi-Fi. It's dog-friendly, but call early. Rooms are limited. Best Western Plus offers free breakfast, has a conference room for meetings, and you can relax in the indoor pool and hot tub. It's the closest hotel to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, located next to Suite Luz, where you can walk to dine. Call today and book your reservation at the Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitments.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text RING to 200-300 and you could save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text RING to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text RING to 200-300. Text RING to 200-300.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM. 1400 AM. North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And she practices in Sandpoint. And today we're talking about, well, right now, we're talking about the loneliness and isolation that a lot of people in our country are experiencing.
Well, as you and I were saying during the break,
The
more technologically connected we become, the lonelier we grow. And I was just telling you that lunch dates aren't happening anymore like they used to. The things that were just normal, we got out of the habit, and they haven't been reintroduced back.
Well, I don't know about you, but I just, all of a sudden, the moment I close at noon at the gym, I'm like on this mission to get home.
Yes.
And I mean, I do work from home, and I want to see Jeff, but it's like, I used to do lunch.
Right.
or see friends or go over to my folks. Like, but now it's, I'm kind of got programmed into, okay, you go there and you got to get home.
Yes. So noticing what's not in your routine anymore is important. Mm-hmm. But as we have become more dependent upon our phones, it really fractures our attention.
Yeah.
I notice it in session. Almost everyone brings their phone into session, has it on the couch, and I hear it vibrate. Or they pick it up and they look at it. That we know that when that happens, it interferes with the depth of the connection. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking I might have to start a new policy where I say to people, you can't pay attention to your phone and I want it put away because it does interfere with the quality of our interaction. So instead of when we used to maybe talk to people when we were at businesses or at a coffee shop, people are scrolling. Mm-hmm. When you notice it, like if you go to Starbucks, everybody's on their phone.
Right.
They're not interacting with each other. And even when we do engage, it is really hard to have a real connection when you're realizing, oh my gosh, there's this whole nother word going on when the pocket's buzzing. And everybody's so curious, like who's doing
who
what?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also incredibly devaluing to the other person. It's mm-hmm. like, are you more interested in what's happening on your phone?
I am so guilty. And sorry, Jeff, I know you're listening. I am guilty of this. I try. And it's really is something that I love the ideas of where you just, they have those boxes where you can put your phones in the box. Because I think that's really the only thing that will work, because then it's just not available.
Well, and I've told you this, as I'm a broken record, we do not carry our phones on us.
Yeah.
My phone is in my purse, and when we're at a restaurant, I have no idea what's going on with my phone.
That's great.
Alex doesn't carry his phone a lot of times, mm-hmm. and you know, when we put it at home, it sits someplace, it doesn't. So that does help.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So if you can get it off your body, I think that's a really good thing. The other thing that's interesting in this research is that it's expanded our desire for what we think is intimacy. So before the internet, the number of friends you could have was really limited by geography and the hours in the day.
Sure.
Yeah. But now we can call, text, FaceTime anybody, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And you can have friends virtually with hundreds of people from around the world in a single afternoon. You can connect with people. So this whole thing about social influencing, they have millions of followers and they offer this illusion of connection and closeness. You know, they show what's going on in their lives every minute of the day. And it's really a version of intimacy that's incredibly shallow. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with real sharing of who you are as a human being or your feelings. So Americans now have this sense of being entitled to an unlimited pool of friends, or that we should have this many friends. Like, how many friends do you have?
Right.
And there's that comparison. So most of the time, there's a gap between what we think we want and what we have. And it, especially with young people, I think this is a problem. Mm-hmm. And it leaves people feeling a lack of connection, or feeling like, what's wrong with me that I don't have more friends?
Right. And they're probably thinking, they're looking on their phones. So they're seeing their other kids at school who have all these followers. And then they're not even looking at their true friends that they probably sit with at lunch.
Right.
You know, because that's not what's popular. That's not exciting, you know, but they're right there. Yeah.
And this illusion of intimacy is what really scares me, because not enough young people are having meaningful, long, face-to-face conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It's texts and blips and...
Well, even the dating process. It's going on an app and swiping.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no even...
Scrolling through possibilities.
It's just like, what is this?
So what do we do about this? So personally, if you know that loneliness is an issue, mm-hmm. what you can do is spend maybe as much as 15 minutes, maybe it's only 5 minutes, reaching out to somebody you care about.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with people. Maybe you send a text to a friend. I mean, I was thinking, you know, I as you and I were talking, I text my friend Amanda, kind of checking in, and we see how each other are doing. Or, you know, or calling my daughter on the way here.
Right.
We connected. Secondly, when you're spending time with someone, having dinner with them, talking to them on the phone, don't check your device.
Right.
Right. Just allow yourself to focus entirely on them. That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
It communicates to the person that you value them, and you're going to have a more meaningful conversation if you're not getting distracted mm-hmm. by your phone. This one is something that I've really taken to heart. I love this. Extend kindness to all people around you. So I really practice it whenever I go into any business, whether it's the grocery store or the bank or whomever. I try to call people by their names.
Yeah.
And I kind of developed a little relationship where we talk about our personal lives. And, you know, letting people know that you see them as a real person makes such a difference than just ignoring them. And, you know, asking how you're doing. Even in that brief moment of interaction, you feel better
Yeah.
And they feel better.
Right. Yeah, I see that at the grocery store a lot where people are checking out and they're on their phone.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of rude.
They oftentimes don't even make eye contact with the checker.
Like, I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I think, that's one area. This is kind of my pet peeve. Is like, if my phone rings, it rings.
Yes.
You know, it's like, this is an important interaction time.
Yeah. Yes. So take advantage of those moments in your everyday life. So finding small ways to help people you encounter goes a long way to helping.
Yeah.
We know that. So if somebody is having some sort of a problem or issue when you're out in the community, doing what you can to respond to that. If somebody's short on money, I'll oftentimes say, here, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me catch that for you. When you help somebody else, you forge a connection with them, and it really does feel meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also remind yourself that you're bringing value to the world.
Yeah.
So those are personal ways to do it. And then one last piece is we're looking at for people who work remotely.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Hey, so, daughters, listen.
Yes, yes, my kids. So first of all, if you're feeling a little isolated, consider what it is that you need in order to feel like you're more connected.
Mm-hmm.
What type of interactions do you enjoy? Do you like small talk? Do you like going out to lunch with someone? Do you like one-on-one meetings or a group interaction? Really get a sense of what it is that you would like. And then next step, ask yourself that already exists that I may not have utilized. So figuring that out. And then secondly, what can I do to adjust my situation to better suit my needs? So you're going through this process. So maybe it's finding nearby co-working space. Yeah. There are those that are happening
absolutely
a lot, and that gives you some interaction. I've had some of my clients who said, I working at home, I feel really isolated. So they find one of these workspaces.
Yeah.
Volunteer opportunities. That's a win-win because we know that helps in other ways as well. Researching existing networks that you may have, becoming part of even if it's an online group.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you're interacting with people on a special interest, that can be helpful.
Yeah.
But I think much more in person. Take a class.
Yes.
Yeah. Get out there and do something. Professional associations can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So take a first step. And that will allow you to kind of put some of these ideas into action and then pay attention to how you feel.
Right.
If you do start to connect, you're going to notice a positive response.
And I think be patient with yourself, too.
Be patient.
Because it's probably quite a shift to go from at home all the time to venturing out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you continue to feel lonely as you work on these steps, talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know what you're experiencing. And also monitor any changes in either your physical health or your mental health.
Yeah.
So we know that those are the ways that it exhibits itself. If you're feeling depressed, you're not sleeping well, you're eating too much or too little, and those are all potential indicators that you are really lonely.
Yeah.
And then finally, if you or someone close to you is really lonely, especially if they're remote and you know that it's having a negative impact, see if you can get some professional help for that person.
I know it's hard to find therapists now because there's an overwhelming demand, but they are out there.
They are out there.
Yeah. And also online too, right? You can get a therapist online.
Yes. I've had people seek me out for online therapy from different places. No talk
like
about
that
sunscreen yet.
Nope, put your sunscreen on. We'll cover it next time. You've been listening to Functional Health Radio.